Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? How are you doing in this roaring economy? How are you doing? Have you seen your financial statements lately? Are you making a profit? Well, I think you probably are. And not only are you making a profit, but it's probably the best business climate you've seen in years. And who wouldn't be happy about that? Making money is why we are in business. And as you've often heard me say, the motivation is because you want to work for yourself, you want to hire people, you want to do it better. There are a thousand different reasons. But because you are making a profit, because you are doing well, what's the stress about? Well, if we have that attitude and we think about what's the stress about because we're making money, we've got a problem. Because in business, as you know, there are business cycles. And I do expect that this roaring economy is going to go on for some period of time, a long period of time. But we have to take our business, and because it is profitable, we have to do something that's very hard. We have to act like it's not profitable. The first of every month, when you turn the key in the door, you are stone cold broke. It starts over again. You have to be paying attention to your entire business. You have to be paying attention to your sales, your costs, what your people are doing, your coworkers. Are they servicing customers well? Are they getting complacent? Are you getting complacent because you're making a profit? Every single month, and actually every single week and every single day stands on its own. So if we're paying attention every single day, every single week, every single month, we don't have to be concerned about thinking about whether we're making a profit or not. You can't just assume that everything is going to be okay. You have to make it okay. You have to pay attention. You have to say to yourself, had a really good month last month, but it's the first of the month. That doesn't mean anything. You have to look for indicators that will tell you that your business is slipping. Because what happens many times is people put themselves in a position where business is really good and they don't even notice that they have a problem. They don't notice that the competition is coming right up behind them, just one step behind them, ready to take their business away, because they're just numb. They're just not paying attention. They're just thinking this will go on forever. If your business is profitable, act like it is not. And if you do that and you're paying attention to all aspects of your business, you don't have to worry about whether you're going to make a profit. You don't have to worry about the future, because you're going to see when something's not working correctly, when you don't have enough sales, or there's not enough profit margin, or your employees are not presenting themselves well, or you need to do some training or change your marketing materials. I mean, you know, there are a thousand different things to do every single day. So make sure we're paying attention to those things. And not only this year will be profitable, but every single year that you are in business, the many years that you are in business, it'll be profitable, because you'll be acting every single month and understanding when you put the key in the door on the first of the month, you are stone cold broke. Every day, every week, every month has to stand on its own. And if it doesn't, you catch it early. If you're not doing well, if you think you're doing well, but you're really not, because you haven't created financial statements, either monthly or quarterly, and you're looking at them and you don't realize that payroll has creeped up, expenses have creeped up, inflation has creeped up. You thought you were making money, but when you looked at the bottom line, there wasn't anything there. There was red there. You're losing money. So let's pay attention. and let's continue to really enjoy our business, and let's make sure that we are winning the game of business. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.